What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Tub.
Well, what about something that's smaller than a tub that has
a bucket?
Okay. And what would you call the same thing if it's made out of metal instead of wood? Would you call it a bucket right on?
Would you call it a basin?
Basin. Okay. Well now, could you call it a bucket?
Well, yes, you could call it a bucket. You'd have a wooden bucket. We used to have wooden buckets, and we had enamel buckets.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Well, you call it a frying pan or a skillet.
Well, now, is there a difference between a frying pan and a skillet?
I wouldn't think so, would you?
I don't think.
Some call it frying pan, some call it skillet, some call it a... there's another name for it.
I don't know.
There's another name. We call it
Bobby used to call it a spider.
Spider, yeah, that's it.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
Yeah. And what about the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Still be a faucet, I guess. Okay.
And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard?
We call the spigots the faucet.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Well, some says paper bag, some says paper pork.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you get it.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
This many times as I like the GI sacks. What in the world?
It's a
sack, I know, but
yeah,
is that correct?
Sacks are far, but some.
They're made out of
a gun
sack? Oh, sack? No, you know what they made, that coast looking stuff. Can you think of it?
Burlap?
Burlap, that's what I'm trying to say, burlap. Burlap sack.
What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that tall and you put it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what about the same kind of thing that's shaped like that made out of metal? Put it up to your
mouth. Juice hop.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle? One child sits at one end, one sits at the other, and they go up and down.
Seesaw.
And what about something, playground equipment that goes round and round?
What you call that? I know just as good. I know I used to be dad to get on them.
Did you play on them?
Yeah, I played on them. They go around and around.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Do you call them?
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll...
Give me a clue on that.
I'll come. Well, okay. Let's see. Might you call it a flying Jenny?
Flying Jenny.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that you use to sharpen a knife with?
A flint rock.
Okay. Now, would you describe some different kinds of wooden fences that people used to use or still use?
Well, they use picket fences now.
Okay.
And they use rail fences. They used to use rail fences.
And, let's see, is a picket fence one of those little ones that's got the points up at the top? I'm supposed to draw pictures of this. Some kind of diagram. And now, what about a rail fence?
A rail fence is this way, and you're...